for remote workers, what time are you supposed to clock in? 9 o'clock. Okay, so you clock in at 9 o'clock. I guarantee you're not working from 9 o'clock. I could bet that you are making a latte, you are making breakfast, you're probably doing some other nonsense that doesn't have to do with work. You probably clock in at 9 and come back and start doing your assignments by 11:30. Now, you gotta hear a lot of, no, of course not, I wouldn't do that. Yes, I've seen it firsthand. And I've heard the stories, and I have clients that have confessed to these using company time to do personal things. So don't bullshit yourself.
You're listening to the R2's Fitness Audio Experience. The Eye in Fitness Podcast.
Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, listeners and viewers. Thank you for tuning in. This is episode 39 of the I In Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Ken R2s. And in this episode, I'm going to be delving into a very interesting topic. We may call it controversial, depending on the aisle that you are on regarding the topic of remote work. Now, a little bit about remote work. This is a notion that workers, 9 to 5 workers, should work from home or at the local Starbucks or the public library, any other location other than in the office. And where my opinion is where you belong if you're receiving a salary. Now, remote work is a product of the COVID pandemic, and we all know why. Social separation, that was one of the clauses for us to not get sick of this imaginary virus of the flu, but that's a different topic. Remote work, in my opinion, and most would debate me on this, and I really don't give a fuck, because you have to state the facts for what it is. Remote work is a sense of entitlement. You're getting paid as a worker, a 9 to 5 worker. Your obligation is to wake up in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, get yourself ready. After you get yourself ready, you get on that bus, you get in the car, you get into whatever transportation that you need to get on, so that way you can arrive to work. Once you're at work, you do the task at hand, complete your task, and you return home. I, for one, worked in an office environment for 21 years. That's part of discipline. Waking up in the morning and do what you have to do. You are a worker bee. That is your obligation. Now, there's this sense of entitlement that remote work, you could just go in your pajamas, do a little work here and there, watch some TV, go back to work, play some video games, go back to work. There is no way that your employer can measure your time if you're using your time productively. Now, I'm going to hear a lot of arguments. Oh, wow, I am more productive at home. I wouldn't know. As an employer, I wouldn't know. And any employer in your right mind would not know. Right now, we have something called hybrid working, which is a division of your time. Your time at home or at the Starbucks to conduct your work, and your time at the office. So once again, this notion that remote work is a blanket, a new step in a new direction for workers is completely idiotic. It's a form of laziness. It's a form of entitlement. And as a business owner, as a perspective of an entrepreneur, that is not the right mindset to have. To kick off this topic of remote work, I'm going to feature a video. So this is an old article from CNBC. We're going to be listening to a video interview that was conducted in and or around this time. And it's very important because it focuses on remote work and his perspective on remote work.
I'm a big believer that people need to are more productive when they're in person. And really, man, the whole sort of work from home thing, it's like, I think there are some exceptions, but I kind of think that the whole notion of work from home is a bit like the fake Marie Antoinette quote, "Let them eat cake." Mm-hmm. It's like really, you're going to work from home and you're going to make everyone else who made your car come work to the work in the factory. You're going to make the people who make your food that gets delivered, that they can't work from home. The people that come fix your house, they can't work from home, but you can. Does that seem morally right? That's messed up.
You see it as a moral issue?
Yes.
I mean, I see it more as it's
a productivity issue, but yeah. It's also a moral issue. People should get off the goddamn moral high horse with the work from home bullshit. Because they're asking everyone else to not work from home while they do.
And yet, there's still pushback, by the way. It's still going on. This battle is still happening. I mean, leaders of organizations, and I speak to plenty of them, I want people back. 3 days a week, they're still battling. It's not clear that it's ever going to change. People are not coming back 5 days a week.
The laptop class is living in la-la land, okay? As I said, you can't, but look at the cars. Are people working from home here? Of course not. So the people were building cars, servicing the cars, building houses, fixing houses, making the food, making all the things that people consume. It's messed up to assume that yes, they have to go to work, but you don't.
There we have it. Very great perspective on remote work. Now we got to get back to that video, but let's break it down. He does mention there are exceptions to the rule. That does not change the rule, though. Yes, they are exceptions to the rule, but it does not change the rule because these exceptions are not a blanket for everyone. The exceptions may be, for example, a consultant, IT consultant, they may be working from home. They don't need to come to an office. But here's the thing. 9 times out of 10, consultants work from themselves. They are entrepreneurs. They earn their own salary. They are independent contractors. Therefore, they are not part of the 9-to-5 crew. That is an exception of the rule. However, 9-to-5, you earn a salary from XYZ company. That company is paying you for your time. Now, as Elon Musk has eloquently stated, how does it seem that you are working from home? You are entitled. There is a moral issue here, and he brings up a good point. The person at Starbucks making your latte, they're not working from home. You go order food. Who delivers it? The delivery man or female. They're not working from home. As a matter of fact, we don't even have drones that do that as of yet. Now that is a very good perspective that Elon Musk raises, and I am 1,000% as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, I stand behind that. Wow. Let's go back to the video and let's see what else he has to say regarding this topic of remote work.
How is that? That is, it's not just a productivity thing. I think it's morally wrong.
Although productivity is definitely impacted too. And the ability people to learn.
I mean, on and on.
Listen,
so, I mean, look, you know, people will disagree with me about this, but I, you know, it's like,
So if you want to work at Tesla, you want to work at SpaceX, you want to work at Twitter, you got to come into the office every day.
Yes. I mean, you know, like, I'm not saying, I'm saying, like, look, put 40 hours in, you know, and frankly, it doesn't even need to be like, you know, Monday through Friday, you know, you could work Monday through Thursday. And I'm also not saying no one should take, I mean, I think people should take vacations. Like I work 7 days a week, but I'm not expecting others to do that.
How much sleep do you get, by the way?
About 6 hours.
You do? 6 hours, typically?
Yes.
No, that's not bad. I thought it would be less.
I've tried less, but my productivity, even though I'm awake more hours, I get less done.
Okay.
And the brain pain level is bad if I get less than 6 hours.
But you work 7 days a week?
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's dissect what Elon Musk just stated here. He raises a very interesting point. Elon Musk stated that workers, 9-to-5 workers, will not put in 100% of their effort into their work. No employee on the face of this earth will put 100% or 110%. You may have supervisors that could give you the pep talk. Yes, put in 110%. But you know, in fact, that you are not. Why? Because it is not your company. And you're not going to put 110% for something that you do not own. On the other hand, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you're going to be putting 1,000% work. You're going to be working 7 days a week, sometimes into the wee hours of the morning. Here's another interesting statement that Elon Musk pointed out. He stated that he gets 6 hours sleep. Now, how does that tie into remote work? It ties into work. You see, if you do not have the rest that you need, you cannot manage the business that you own. It's logical sense. However, for remote workers, what time are you supposed to clock in? 9 o'clock. Okay, so you clock in at 9 o'clock. I guarantee you, you're not working from 9 o'clock. I could bet that you are making a latte, you are making breakfast, you're probably doing some other nonsense that doesn't have to do with work. You probably clock in at 9 and come back and start doing your assignments by 11:30. Now, you got to hear a lot of, no, of course not. I wouldn't do that. Yes, I've seen it firsthand. And I've heard the stories and I have clients that have confessed to these using company time to do personal things. So don't bullshit yourself and don't try to take the high road and saying, yes, I do not do that. Yes, you do. Okay. Going back to the topic, I digressed a bit. Remote work. Now, Elon Musk raises an interesting point. It's morally wrong. I say it's entitlement. You're not putting 100%. Now, here's another thing from that interview. The reporter states that productivity is high. We have no statistics stating that productivity is high. This is something new. This is something that has arisen, as I mentioned earlier, from the COVID pandemic. So we're looking at what? 2-3 years? Now, we do have studies, however, on different areas of the pandemic. For example, delivery work and the experience of social isolation. So delivery work and the experience of social isolation. This is a study from the Semantic Scholar. And it goes into saying how delivery work is a form of job. It's a type of job that is isolated. You're not doing human interaction because everything is done via app. So you go door to door delivering food, or groceries, or whatever the case may be to those of you who are at home and refuse to go to work, you entitled person. And here we have the delivery worker experiencing the same type of isolation as you would, because you don't want to leave the fucking house. We have a delivery worker that is experiencing social isolation. Social isolation and loneliness during the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on weight, another study on weight, and how staying at home makes us depressed, makes us have small cases of mental illness, which results in compulsive eating. And here we go, gaining weight because we're eating the things that we're not supposed to. Once again, we could tie this with remote work in a way, 50-50. We could debate this, we could argue with this, but the fact of the matter is, if you're staying at home, you are socially isolating yourself. If you're a single person and you're not going to work, this is one of the issues that would happen. Stress factors. Stress, you have stress, what do? You eat. Or you do some other nonsense that is counterproductive to your health. Smoking, drinking, whatever the case may be. Okay, to conclude, remote work, we heard it from Elon Musk. There are some studies out there that conclude that remote work is, or actually social isolation, which is a product from remote work, can lead to other health factors. So pre-COVID, here's a question for you, the audience, and I would love to hear your responses. What jobs are remote work? Now, most of you are going to say computer jobs, accounting, IT, whatever the case that involves a computer. Okay, so were those jobs remote pre-COVID? And I guarantee you, most of those jobs were not remote work. Of course, I have to reiterate, there are exceptions to the rule, but those exceptions do not cover the general populace. Many are going to say that computer work is remote work. That's just another excuse to say, yes, I am entitled because I sit behind a computer and the work that I have does not require any physical exertion, does not require any physical input from my part, aside from my fingers sliding across the keys. So yes, I could sit home in my pajamas. I could wake up, clock in, walk the dog, do my groceries, come back at 11:30 and start doing some work 2 hours, 3 hours out of the day. Congratulations, you are entitled. Now here's something that parents have complained a lot. You know what I'm talking about. Remote schooling. Remember that during the pandemic? That you had to put your child in front of the computer and the teacher remotely had to teach your children. The uproar was across the board. Every parent wanted their child back into schools. Remote schooling was a piece of shit. It was terrible. It was wrong. Children are not learning. There is no productivity here. We want the schools open. Let's put the kids back in school. Wait a second. Parent, are you saying that remote schooling didn't work? That productivity went down? That grades went down? That you want the schools to reopen so that way you could take your child to a government-run daycare center where they could be indoctrinated with things that they don't learn? Well, that's a different topic, but it's true. You are mad, but yet you get to stay home behind a computer That is entitlement, Mr. and Mrs. Parrot. This article is from Tech Radar. It's published 4 days ago. That was the 18th of October. Roblox CEO says employees have to return to the office or will be fired. That sounds pretty extreme. So what the CEO of Roblox is stating, he has 2 days out of the week and he wants remote workers to come in 3 days out of the week, and there's still protest on why they should return to work. The CEO stated, hey, if you don't want to come back to work, you could take your severance pay. Option A. Option B, hey, if you come back to work, we could assist with relocation costs. Ah, that sounds like a pretty sweet deal. Why not? And this is one of many CEOs that want their workers to return back to work. I don't see any error here. CEO of Roblox stating to his employees, hey, come back to work. You have 2 days working remote. Make it one more day to come. 2 days you're working in the office. 1 day add that. So now you have 3 days in the office, 2 days at home. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. 3 days. 2 days you work from home. Currently it's 3 days from home, two at the office. You cannot sacrifice one extra day to come back into the office. What is this nonsense? It's ridiculous. It's one extra day. And they're also offering relocation costs. Of course, you could take your severance pay and take your lazy ass someplace else. How about that? So we're going to dive here. Now, this post on LinkedIn 4 days ago garnered 20 comments. Most of the comments, myself right here, going into a back and forth with this individual, Andre McDonald. We went back and forth. I'm not going to go into the context of the argument here, which basically entails my point. Remote work is a form of entitlement. So I'm just going to go randomly to comments here on this post. This is from Eva Tucker. She states, take the severance package. If you were doing remote without any issues, then there's absolutely no reason you need to return to the office. This is discriminating against those who they initially hired under the pretense that the job was remote. Now, I am far from a business attorney, but I could tell you that there is no discrimination involved in this case. Now, discrimination infringes on other factors, but I am sure that if your employer says, hey, remote work, hey, it's time to go back to work, there's no pandemic no more, come on, don't be afraid of the imaginary virus, you're not going to catch the flu, maybe you will, but you're not going to die. Hey, don't walk your dog in company time, come to work, engage in social skills with your coworkers. There's nothing wrong. We even pay for your relocation. Just, come on, let's go. No discrimination there. Okay, so let's delve into Andre McDonald. I'm not going to delve into the argument that we had here on LinkedIn. That's counterproductive. But let's go into his comment. He states, they, I'm assuming Roblox, claim they'll pay relocation costs, but I doubt it. How much will it cost to relocate workers to the Bay Area, the most expensive part of the country? This is a poor cover for layoffs. No, that's not a poor cover for layoffs. That is a legitimate offer to get your ass into the office. Once again, you are an entitled person. Get to the office for that extra day. You get whatever benefits that coincides with going back to work. Or, if you choose so, you could be unemployed. Now, if the company said they're going to be covering relocation costs, that's something between the employer and the employee. How much will it cost to relocate workers to the Bay Area? Well, find out. The most expensive part of the country? I highly doubt it, especially with the high crime, with all those bullshit laws that is going over there in California, thanks to Governor Newsom. Yeah, I think that the least of your worries is being in an expensive part of the country. Yeah, try another excuse. That is not going to fly. That cesspool of degeneracy over there in Los Angeles. But that's besides the point. Once again, I digress. Let's see what Emily has to say regarding remote work. She states, I get the benefits of remote work, and remote work gets the benefits of me. I work till 6 p.m. because I didn't need to hop on a bus at 3 p.m. to avoid Seattle Seahawks traffic nonsense. And I'd still take me 2 hours to get home because someone on the I-5 got a flat tire at 3:01 p.m. A candidate needed me to call them after 5 p.m., so I did. Easy. I needed to pick up my daughter up from school today at 3 p.m., so I did. Easy. It's a win-win. I'll get to that in a second, Emily. I get it. Remote work is not best for everyone, or possible for every kind of job. But sentiment seems to be that it's preferable for most of us who are high-performing, responsible, computer-bound people who are also caregivers, parents, people with disabilities, and also people who hate sitting on a bus at 3 p.m. and stop traffic. Hashtag remote work. Now, Emily starts off the sentence by saying, I get the best of remote work, and remote work gets the best of me. She provided so many examples of her comfortness, and only one example, which I wouldn't even classify it as an example. She called a candidate after five. Wow. That's a lot of hard work. Whew. How did you manage to do that? But here's the kicker. She stated that she worked till 6 p.m. But yet, she picked up her daughter from school at 3 p.m. Okay. So how long did it take you to pick up your child from school, wait for your child to be dismissed from school, then drop off the kid and yourself at home? Of course, once you arrive home, you're not going to jump on the computer right away. So let's just add another half an hour into that. You settle down. Your daughter settles down. You give her something to eat, homework, etc., etc. Let's say, and I'm being very generous here with a half hour. So let's say it takes you 1 hour to get home, a half hour. You're talking 90 minutes on company time that you picked up your daughter and arrived home. That's entitlement. You did not work until six. This, we are subtracting hours. Me. I do not want to get on a bus. Me. I do not want to be sitting in traffic. Me. computer-bound people. Me, me, me. We are caregivers, parents, people with disabilities who hate sitting on a bus at 3 p.m. at stop traffic. Me, 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 entitled person. I rest my case. People with disabilities, they don't need you to give them a voice. I've seen persons in wheelchairs that go to work and they arrive on time, while others who are able-bodied are late and arrive to work with excuses on why they are late. They don't need your voice to give them an excuse to stay home. They are willing to work. They are out there in the workforce doing their responsibility, because they have to prove just because they are disabled doesn't mean they are disabled. Scratch that off your excuse list. Caregivers and parents, oh my fucking gosh, can you not wake up early in the morning, get your child ready for school, make them breakfast in the morning? That's called responsibility. How does that tie in with physical fitness? When you wake up in the morning, that's the best time to do exercise, because all the endorphins is running through your system and you tackle your day the way you should. The same thing applies to being a parent. You get up, you do what you have to do, get your child ready, make them breakfast. They don't want breakfast. You got to clean that shit up. Make sure they're dressed to impress with their school clothes, and out the door you go. Sit in the fucking traffic, get that car out of the driveway, and get your ass to work. Wow, so many excuses just to sit at home or sit at a Starbucks or to walk your dog or to do your shopping on company time while doing remote work. Yes, this podcast is fuel driven. Like I said, it's quote unquote controversial, but the facts of the matter is, the facts speak for themselves. If you have a different opinion that doesn't involve your sense of entitlement and why you should be sitting at home doing remote work, I would love to hear it. Put those comments on Spotify. I'm gonna put this video up on LinkedIn as well. Definitely want to hear your opinion. Give me concrete evidence on why remote work works, and I'll dive into those. Remember, your excuses, your entitlement does not serve to reinforce the notion of why you should be at home. Let's give some concrete facts here. Thank you for listening. Once again, my name is Ken R2's, the host of the I in Fitness podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, make sure you hit that subscribe button on Spotify. If we cannot flex our mind, our body is weak. And with that, I leave you with that. Thank you for tuning in. Many blessings.